This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're with Lynn on the Evening Edition. Sean Dennis of our news desk joins us now for the market wrap. So the US has actually released a report that shows that federal funding for HIV treatment has increased significantly, rising from just a few hundred thousand way back in 1982 to now about $35 billion in the financial year of 2019. Right. So, I mean, that sounds like good news. Are you going to tell me it's not good news or is it actually good news?
I don't know because the figures are for combined domestic and global efforts. So the increase in spending was mainly driven by mandatory domestic care and treatment programs where more and more people are living with HIV in the United States. And there are also bigger investments being made to combat HIV in low and middle income countries. So let's not forget, even as of 2018, HIV-related deaths stood at about 800,000 cases every year globally, and this figure is still so big despite the decline in cases by 56% compared to 2004 during its peak. So the domestic HIV budget in the US includes funding for care, cash and housing assistance, prevention, research, and also the Minority HIV/AIDS Initiative, which basically addresses the unequal impact of the disease on racial and ethnic minorities in the US. Having said that, arguments are also being made why HIV prevention only represents 3% out of the $35 billion budget last year, when prevention is such a critical component in this.
And on that note, there's also news today about a second patient who has been cured of HIV after undergoing stem cell transplant treatment.
Yeah, so this is the same person dubbed as the London patient, right, who made headlines last year when researchers at the University of Cambridge found no trace of the virus in his blood for 18 months. Now, 1 year later, in total, it's been 30 months. There's no sign of signs of infection after he stopped traditional treatment. And doctors are saying the new test results are remarkable and likely demonstrate that the patient is cured. The patient, basically, he revealed his identity this week because before this, we didn't know who was it.
London patient,
right? Mm. But he's actually from Venezuela. His name is Adam Castillejo, a 40-year-old who was diagnosed with HIV in 2003. And in 2016, he underwent a bone marrow transplant to treat blood cancer. And this was how he got cured. So researchers, however, caution that the breakthrough doesn't indicate a generalized cure for HIV. They say the treatment was a last resort because his blood cancer would have killed him without intervention. So doctors are now considering whether or not patients suffering from drug-resistant forms of HIV might be eligible for stem cell transplants in the future.
Right. And back home on Bursa Malaysia, shares in IJM Corp Berhad were actually gaining an early trade. What's going on there?
Yeah, so IJM Corp secured a 530 million ringgit construction contract in Tun Razak Exchange, which saw their shares jumping over 3% today. IJM will basically undertake the works involving two blocks of service apartments known as TRX Residences. So as of last month, their order book stood at 4.5 billion ringgit, and the latest contract will bring it to 5 billion. And at close today, IJM was 6 cent higher at 1 ringgit and 86 cent, while more than 5.9 million shares traded on the counter.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.